Arizona Public Service has been making headlines this summer for a policy related to shutting off power to customers who've been late in paying their bills. That led to a change implemented by the Corporation Commission, which regulates the utility. And members of the commission want to hear from the head of APS, Don Brandt, though he hasn't replied positively to those requests. And then yesterday came word that APS is making significant changes to its messaging team. Vice President of Communications John Hatfield is moving on, and Jessica Pacheco is being elevated to Vice President of External Affairs. With us to talk about those moves is Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what do you make of this initially? And give us some background on Jessica Pacheco, because there has been certainly word that she was pretty influential in the APS decision to get more involved in political campaigns.
Oh, certainly. I think her name is extremely closely associated with that decision, that this kind of increased political activity we started seeing kind of in 2012, but especially in the 2013, 2014, that election cycle. Her name is just kind of inextricably linked to that. She's runs their lobbying and basically political operations. And, in 2014, the political activity we saw was not, their name wasn't on anything, but it was one of those things where everyone kind of knew where this money, this kind of anonymous dark money was coming from, but they weren't admitting it or denying it. In 2016, they spent a lot of money in Corporation Commission races and acknowledge that, and then just this year, because of a kind of a change in the makeup of the Corporation Commission, they started holding APS's feet to the fire and made them disclose, years worth of political activity. And so they had to acknowledge all the money they spent in 2014 in the Corporation Commission and some other races, the money they spent in 2016. And Jessica Pacheco's name was all over that. And this was really what we saw in 2014 is really kind of a departure from the way that APS has always operated. Traditionally, they have not spent in the races for Corporation Commission, this five-person statewide elected body that regulates utilities in Arizona, most notably APS, which is, of course, the state's biggest company. And then, around that time, around the time that Pacheco took over this role and kind of had her role elevated, that's when, along with Don Brandt kind of coming in as CEO, that's when we really started to see this change in the way they approached the political scene, especially from an electoral standpoint.
Yeah, well, some may speculate then with, as I mentioned, the headlines with APS not being universally positive, let's put it that in that gentle sense, that someone who's so involved, someone who's been so involved with the political stuff is getting elevated. Does that, just in terms of the speculation, it seems as though a company would go in a different direction, let's put it that way.
If you wanted to send a message that things were changing, yeah, it would certainly go a different direction. Now, kind of the way that I read this, and I think a lot of folks are reading this, the way some sources I was talking to yesterday are reading this is kind of a sign of APS digging in its heels. What we're seeing right now is they're under a microscope like never before. You're starting to see more pressure being applied by the Corporation Commission, certainly not as much as some of the anti-APS crowd would like, but you're starting to see a lot more scrutiny, and this is kind of I think a lot of people are reading this as a sign that APS feels like they're going to survive, not only survive this, but can kind of continue along their path. This is, like I said, really digging in their heels, taking the person who is very much the public face of some of their most controversial policies and elevating her in this way. I don't know that this really changes anything in terms of the way that APS operates, but it's certainly, kind of a sudden. I think some people could interpret that as very tone deaf.
Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, thanks for the quick update. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks a lot.